Okay, our friends. So we were reading about some animals, and it feels right to continue the trend. I love animals, don't you? They're always fun and bright and colorful. And so today we will be reading about some more of them. Today's story is called Hello, Hello. It was written by Brendan Wenzel, and it's read today by Mommy and
Ming.
Meow. Oh, a cat.
Meow.
You're a cat. Are you Floof? Are you Beans? Okay. Good to know that we have a cat. Beans, you're going to love this book. Because guess what you see when you first open it?
Meow.
Cats. That's right. The very first thing we see when we open the book is two cats. And they say,
hello.
Hello. And they are black and white cats. And when we turn the page, we can see other things that are black and white. Like, for example, black bears, black cats. But pandas are black and white. And so are zebras. Hello, color. Hello, bright. We see on the next page. And now we can see those black and white animals are turning into colorful animals. We have a sea dragon that is yellow and green, and a lobster that's pink, and a salamander that is orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, stripes. Hello, spots. And the stripes belong to, can you think of animals that would have stripes? A cat, for example, yes. In this case, a very big one, a tiger, right? And sometimes there are reptiles that are striped, like lizards. Mm-hmm. And spots, what are spotted things? Fish, of course, yes, like sharks and things. But also, you're right, a cat. Cats are striped and spotted, can't they be? Yeah, and like a leopard. Mm-hmm. That bit of blue spotted tail we saw belongs to a giant whale. And when we turn the page, it says, hello, giant.
Hello, not.
And next to this giant spotted whale is an itty-bitty little chameleon. Mm. Yeah. Hello, tongue. Mm. Ears, hands, and nose. A lot of creatures have all of those, right? We've got the tongue belongs to that very same chameleon. They have long ones, don't they? And so do anteaters. But for fingers and hands and that sort of thing, we want to look at apes and monkeys, right? Walruses have big noses, and so do manatees. Hello, pattern. Hello, pose. Patterns can come on all sorts of animals, like the shells on a turtle. Mm-hmm. And animals can have very interesting poses. Do you know armadillos can curl up into big circles? It's true, they can. Hello, shape. Hello, show. Some animals come in very interesting shapes, and they can turn themselves into interesting shapes. There are horns on bugs and birds, and there are fluffy bits of feathers that pop out in strange ways, and even parts of bodies that puff out in strange ways. Like if you're a frog, a bullfrog's throat goes ribbit, and it pops out really big, doesn't it? Yeah. Hello, wonder. Hello, whoa. And, yep, that would be the weird things. The things that we look at and we go, what in heaven's name is that? Like a porcupine. Or a kiwi. Or a beaver. Or a platypus. Those in particular are very confusing because they've got a lot of strange things going on with them, right? A bill, but they're furry, and yet they have stingers on them. They're very strange. Hello, quiet.
Hello, loud.
So Some animals are incredibly loud, and some animals are incredibly quiet. Hello, wild.
Hello, proud.
The wild animals are the ones that, well, you look at them and you think, what is going to happen here? Like a narwhal with that big, long tusk tooth. And the animals that are proud would be the ones that have very interesting designs to make them look extra special, like a butterfly or a peacock.
Hello, beauty.
Hello, bend. Some animals have big, beautiful feathers or big, beautiful fins, but others bend wildly and twist like an octopus, right?
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, friend. See, an octopus is in the water with all sorts of other animals, like, for example, a hippopotamus or a walrus. And those are big animals. The hippopotamus might be in the same water that the elephant goes to drink from.
Hello, roars and beeps and chirps and chants.
Hello, song and hello, dance. All animals move and dance in their own unique ways. Ways that's just for them. Some of them are fast and some of them are slow. And they all make noises, too, one way or another. A world to see. A world to know.
Where to begin?
Hello, hello! What's your favorite animal? There are so many animals in this book, and they are all important animals. They are all part of ecosystems. They are all part of habitats that affect one another. You like the kiwi? Yeah? Yeah. I think my favorite one here might be this pink flamingo over here. I think flamingos are interesting. Or maybe this little pink axolotl. Friends, you've got to check out this book. There's lots of beautiful pieces of art to look at and lots of very interesting animals to discuss. And we've learned quite a bit about how they look and how they move and how they act and what they do and how they interact with one another. And that, our dear friends, is, say it with me, the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.